Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. Today, I'm going to describe four ways of saying what you think and two questions for asking other people what they think. These are ways to ask about and express your own opinion. Today's podcast is aimed at A2 learners, or learners studying pre-intermediate English. Before we look at the language, I need to talk a bit more about the function. What do I mean saying what you think? Well, there are some things you know. These are facts, and you can use the present simple to tell people these facts. The world is round. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain, etc. There are two reasons to say what you think. Firstly, if you're not sure about a fact, you can use special language to show that you're not certain that something is a fact. And secondly, because you're talking about an opinion and not something that could be said to be a fact. If you want to tell people your ideas, you really need to use special language, or it sounds like you're talking about facts and people will think bad things about you. I'll give you an example of this with the first piece of language. So, the easiest way to tell someone what you think is to use the verb think. You can use this when you're not sure about a fact. I think Bill is older than Sally. I don't know how old Bill is. And I don't know how old Sally is, but I think Bill is older because he looks older. This is something I'm not sure about. Another example. I think William Shakespeare died in 1616. I'm not sure because I can't remember where I read it, but I think he died in 1616. The other reason to use I think is when you're saying an opinion. I think grapefruit juice is horrible. Or, I think Seville is more beautiful than Barcelona. If you want to express an opinion like that without using an expression like I think, it makes you sound very arrogant and people won't like you. For example, I think American football is boring. Compare that with American football is boring. If I state my opinion as a fact, I'm likely to upset people from America who like their sport. So you can use I think to express your opinion about something to show that it is just your opinion and that you aren't trying to tell anybody else what to think. If you want to be even more careful, you can use the adverb personally. Personally, I think ABBA is a terrible band. By using personally, I think, I'm letting people know that I am expressing an opinion and I recognize that other people think differently. Another phrase that means the same thing is in my opinion. In my opinion, Daniel Craig's James Bond is the best James Bond. Some people think that if they say, in my opinion, they can say anything they like without causing offence or upsetting anyone because they're just expressing an opinion. However, I don't think using this language is enough to excuse you if you have offensive opinions. A stronger way to express your opinion is to say, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, driving a sports car or massive pickup truck is completely selfish. Be careful with this though, because it is quite strong. It's a bit like saying, this is my opinion and I don't care what you think. And there's a lot of that sort of language around at the moment. I'll wrap up with two questions you can ask to find out someone else's opinion. The most obvious is, what do you think about something? What do you think about ABBA? I really don't like ABBA. This is an easy question, so I'll just focus on the pronunciation. What do you is contracted in regular speech to whatja, or even whatja. And the k at the end of think is linked to the u at the beginning of about. So we say three sounds, thin, k, bout. Together, that's what do you think about? What do you think about? The next question is, how do you feel about something? How do you feel about dogs? This is interesting because we don't really use the verb feel to express our opinions. You can, but it's rare and we only use it for very weakly held opinions. I feel dogs are better than cats, but I like cats too. I think you should probably avoid using it to express your opinion until you're looking at advanced podcasts. However, you can use it easily to ask about opinions. How do you feel about Italian food? The pronunciation issues I spoke about before are the same in this question. Do you becomes dir or even dje, and the u from about borrows the l from the end of feel. How do you feel about? How do you feel about? How do you feel about? There you have four ways to express your opinion or talk about something you're not sure about, and two questions you can use to ask other people about their opinions. I hope you found it useful. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.